Hey, I know it's been a while. It's like from one side there's been like a bit going on. From another side there's like not much that changed. So I genuinely am not sure what to like put out there. One kind of like interesting new thing is that I started to go to my grandparents' cemetery and my grandparent and aunt's uncle's cemetery, and that's two different places to basically clean up because the soul lady in one place and the soul gentleman in another one. The lady, she went abroad, and the gentleman, he kind of died. So there's not many people to now look after the graves. And I was like, well, we ain't got the car to drive us there all the time. And there's like a bus going there. And so I borrowed the electric scooter and to kind of like go with the bus up to a point where the buses go, because that's kind of like the last stop for them. And from there, I just like scooted towards the cemetery so that it's possible to do the thing. One cemetery is pretty rad, I'd say. Like, it's pretty well looked after in general. And it feels way better because it's like surrounded by the forest and it's within the forest. So I kind of enjoy it more because, like, less flies and things and insects in general. In another one, there's like close to no trees in there, and it's like scorching heat, especially like midday, to do pretty much anything. And there's like a bunch of crazy mosquitoes and flies, and I'm just questioning reality at times. Besides that whole thing, well, at some point, like I think a week ago, I got quite pissed off, in a sense, at my mother, because she, as usually, the way she drinks every weekend, she began her drinking on Friday and she just called me up. Well, she was in the town, we were in the countryside, and she just called me and said, like we spoke about life, and then she asked me if I'm writing anything, and I'm like, not really, no. Like, I don't think that there's like anything I'm doing. Like, I have been in this sense of trying to heal up in general, like mentally and physically. So I wasn't writing anything. And then she's like, once again, like, it would be nice if you would write something. And I'm like, woman, you do understand that I'm just mainly writing in freaking English. So even if I do write anything or whatever, like you won't be able to read it after all. So once again, she just like puts it out there, like, oh, it would be nice, like, if you would write about your life. And at that moment, after that whole conversation, I just like go back up into my room, and I was like, well, that's not the first time I heard like a person say, like, darling, would you write about your life? It sounds freaking crazy. And I'm like, well, bitches, I heard your request. Okay, all right, I'm doing it. So at the moment it's by now fifth chapter going on, so I'm having a blast with that shit. Like, it's kind of like trauma dumping altogether, kind of like diary slash something, and because it's from the memories, like there are things that I remember quite clearly and some others that are quite fogged because fuck off, so much time passed. And due to that, I'd rather not put it out there as autobiography. Fuck no. I rather would call it like a fictional diary, like something of that sort, because like, yeah. And at this point in time, like, yeah, it's just this just it's not pretty. It's like at the start it looks quite cute and all that, because I decided, well, let's go with the very beginning, shall we? Like how I was born and whatever the others had, like, told me about my like small years when I was like with ease walking under the table. So that made it look nice and, and not too bad, with some kind of like dark humor and that. But when it concerns my own memories of what I remember, like when I was a kid, when it concerns the kindergarten, like aka the nursery, I was the crazy, like, adventurous kid. Like the shit I did, yo. And that was kind of cute. But as the progression of age just like rolls on, it goes from cute and crazy to what the fuck is this and crazy. And by now, like, as I'm like going with the like writing through the chapter five, I'm like, damn. Like, bitches, chapter four got dark. Like, this is not getting better. And I just understand that it just kind of makes me feel like I just have to dump it all out there. Sort of like, I'm not sure you will, like, whoever reads this, you will enjoy the read. Like, I'm not sure about that, because, like, that ain't pretty. Like, I've told too many people, I might seem like a nice, like, happy person, like, smart, quirky person, and able to go and just be like, let's do some shit. But at the same time, my energy levels are quite low because I'm an introvert. But when it concerns my past, most of the times when I broadly sit down with somebody and, well, with whoever is, kids, like a kid from Baltics, like we all know that, because like whoever is from Baltics, we just fucking bond over trauma dump. So that's kind of like a thing we do. But whoever else from other countries, they like w with whomever else I sit down and they ask me like about my childhood and my teen years, and I just kind of like give a glimpse of like a fucking preview to that. Like the main thing they tell me at that point is that, how exactly did you not become like a drug addict or like an alcoholic? And I'm like, I have no fucking clue, honestly. Like I just decided that it's too expensive to do, so I just like found other ways to be. And yeah, many have said like this cool phrase of like, if it would have been me in your place, I would not be able to manage it. Guess so. Like I'm not sure. Like, would you not? It's kind of like, I'm not even sure how the fuck I managed it myself, because looking back at it, I'm like, Jesus, what the fuck was I up to? Yeah, so that's that. Also, recently I have more sort of like energy to write, and I think yesterday or like a few days back, I made like a short story of like about freaking 3,000 words. I was very happy with it, because this perk of mine just like kind of like go out with basically whenever I write the stories. They tend to be like more of like a conversation between people, or like monologues. And here I try to write a story, and just like a few paragraphs in, I get smashed with a freaking gods of rhyme. So the whole story just becomes like this sort of like a flowy rhyme thing. But it's a story. It's not a poem. It's a fucking story. So basically, with all those like 2,500-3,000 words, most of it rhymes and it does have tact. Like, basically, if you put it with the song, it will make sense. That's kind of like a thing. And it just made me think about how often before I'd write a lot of poetry, and for some reason, most of the poetry I'm writing, it's rhymed, because I cannot fucking fathom a poem that has no rhyme. Like, I've seen a lot of people do that, and I'm like, that's fucking cool. Like, you got skills, and kind of like it conveys the idea, and it's all cute, and yeah. Hoku, haiku, fucking love those, because they are short, to the point, and kind of like makes you think about stuff. With my things, it's kind of like abstract but dark. Abstract and dark, bro. It's like your childhood, abstract and dark, like shit. Sort of, yeah. And like on a this kind of like sleazy note, to get away from that writing stuff, me and my sister, we pulled out old Ars washing machine, one that is from the fucking Soviet Union. It's called Riga 17. And we have been like washing our clothes with it. And I was teaching my sister how to use that thing of an old machinery, because she had no fucking clue. She was like, what the how do you put water in it? And I'm like, whoa. Honey, let's start with the basics. First of all, let's fucking plug it in into the freaking electricity, shall we? As we put it outside, and like, you have to like put the water in it by like literally getting water in buckets first and just like filling it in, but not like fully, but like 2/3. And it's open, it doesn't fucking close. So there were questions. And we finally managed to wash out most of the clothing. Now there's like a huge pile of like whatever bedding and like curtains and whatnots, like, you know, to wash out the rest of the house. Because for some random reason, like the last time we tried, like the previous time when we washed with it, we put everything to dry out in the balcony. The issue with the balcony, it only has one small window, so there's no air circulation, and basically the, like, we kind of like did the laundry, put it out there, and for the next 2 days it was raining heavily. So first of all, there's no air circulation. Second, there's more kind of like wet, so the clothes did not dry at all for like 4 or 5 days. So we literally had to rewash everything. Well, she was pissed. I was quite giggly in general, and just checking that the clothes doesn't like stank of something that's not right. But yeah, we also had our stray cat by the name of Thomas, as I fucking call him, go around and just like watch us do the laundry. And he's like, what the hell is this? What the hell is that? He was sitting there like, he like, him and petting doesn't work. He doesn't allow himself to be really like touched at all, but like he'll come in real close, and he was observing the whole action like, what the hell, man? This is what is this sorcery? What is this beast that does the fuck? It was kind of funny. Damn. It's like, freaking hell. The perks of countryside life. After all the freaking feathers I have found of like raven feathers, I had to burn them. Basically, like, I had a bunch of raven feathers, like freaking huge load of that. And I made like I put them all on a string, and it was like a pretty cool thing, to be honest. But they stank of like machine oil. I don't know, it's weird. And so I had to keep it like outside. And the thing is, like, there were kind of like crows literally like walking around on the fucking, you know, on top of a freaking house. Anyway, on the rooftop. And like every fucking day. And so at some point I decided, like, why not try and do like a see what happens. So I put out like in the balcony window this like garland of feathers of ravens that I took from like another place in general. That made me wake up at freaking 5:20 in the morning. Because I listened to like a delegation of crows outside on the rooftop of another building across, and there were like 20, 30 crows. They were like, what the fuck is this bullshit? They were like loud, and they were flying like over and next to these feathers and like checking it out, like, what the fuck is that? So at 5:20 in the morning I had to get up, watch the whole thing unfold, and then just like pull the feathers back into the balcony and close the window, which allowed the full delegation of like crows just freaking fuck off. Since then, they started to walk on the rooftop less. Thank you. I'm not sure if that helped, but seems like it. And after that, I had to burn the feathers just in case they just go apeshit on me. So they kind of saw me burning the feathers, because that's kind of like their thing, to go around watching people. And yeah, due to that, less issues. Yeah. Yeah, seriously, as I'm saying it all like out loud, it feels like, you know, the crazy lady on the edge of a forest up to some shady shit. Not too far from the truth, though. Oof. Mother had been trying to get in my head with, like, you gotta find a proper job. Freaking work your butt off 24/7 in some high freaking manual labor. And I'm like, huh, sure. Like, you fucking killed your freaking health with that. I'm not going there. Because she needs, like, to check what's exactly with her leg, because that thing still hurts and she cannot walk properly. And I'm like, see? It's not getting better. So, basically, me being salty is not helping anyone either. But I just had to be there, like, with my remarks. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense for me to do those remarks. So, her trying to throw attitude at me just didn't work. And I was like, haha. Bitch. Yeah. Tried a couple of times to go out into the town to just like walk around. Eventually just leads me to the same kind of like castle ruins where I just sit for eons until I'm dead and tired. Or like until my head is empty enough for me to like return back here. For some reason, a couple of times out in the public, I almost called my sister my daughter. And I was like, wait, well, whoa. I was there like, no, this is getting too much. Because basically my mom, she kind of dumped the sister on me. And me and sister will live here whilst my mom is like in the apartment in the city, kind of like in the town. And we're just here together, and my sister is just like excessively spending time with me. And even in the, like, throughout the day, she goes out to kind of like hang out with her friends and all that. Then she returns, and it's kind of like, you know, it's easier for me not to see her because she's like a great extrovert and she needs a lot of talking and a lot of doing. She has ADHD, and she just like endlessly needs like to do things. I ain't got the power to deal with that. I'm just too like, can you just like leave me alone for like multiple hours? Like, I cannot handle that much interaction in a day. Even when I just like would walk out to kind of like sort some things out with my head, kind of like thinking about stuff or just like observing the life and the beauty of the nature from like few hours, which means I'd walk for a good 10 to 15 kilometers almost nonstop. And after that, get home exhausted because the realization that I walked for freaking kilometers on end would just like get to me. And as I come back, she's like hyped with energy and she wants to go somewhere and she wants to kind of like conversations and hype and what's going on. And I'm just like, no, like I'm too tired to any of that. And like it's crazy hard for her to understand that I just need my, like, you know, like after all of that walking and like pure barely with myself, I still need like 2 to 3 hours for me to be left alone so I can like literally feel my legs back and have different kind of like train of thoughts so that I can communicate with you. But she's like all the time out there like, we need this, we need that, we need, oh, Jesus. On top of that, there's Nana that's like granny that has issues with her trying to shout at us because like we had a proper week of us being sick and I didn't really have my voice and I was coughing my lungs out and I was sniffling with like, ugh, it was not pretty basically. And like the temperature was fucking killing me. And the grandmother had to throw a tantrum of like, I need these things to be delivered to me now. So me in my pajamas, I just like walked to her saying like, okay, delivered. Are you happy with that? And she's like, why are you not answering your phones? I'm like, because we're fucking sick. Because my sister also got the same flu as I did, living in the same house, huh? And I just threw a freaking hysteria like back at my grandmother because she was shouting at me. So I started to shout back. And she's like, why are you shouting? And I'm like, because you bloody started it. So she just went on with trying to, you know, push the blame onto us and how everybody's like not concerned about her. And she started to play the victim and like this like narcissistic type of victim. And I was like, not working out. I delivered to you what you wanted. Fucking bye. So I just grabbed my sister and was like, we're walking out of here. So the next day, conversation with grandmother was like nothing fucking happened. It's kind of like a family trait to both mother and grandmother that they will make a freaking fuss and just like a fucking drama out of nothing just to get on your fucking nerves. And once you actually succumb or you actually like start like getting emotional, you know, that's when they feel happy about it. With me, even if I shout at them, I still use logic to try and be like, can you explain to me fucking logically what the problem is? Not from the standpoint of emotions, but from fucking logic. Because like emotions, I get it, but it's not fucking relevant to the case now, is it? And that's why they leave me alone whenever it gets there. And it seems like whenever they try to raise their voices, if they're trying to raise their voice and like have a go at my sister or me, I just turn around and say like, I can raise my voice also. It literally recently started to feel like a threat because that makes them stop. And I'm like, oh, looky here, it actually works. Whoa, bitches. But yeah, sometimes like they're annoying sometimes, but sometimes they're like generally nice. But they're like a pain in a fucking ass crack because they just want to get to know everything you're doing. And with me and my sister, like, yeah, we're here at home, but we also sometimes make our own plans and we go to the town to walk around, to look at stuff, like to get like, you know, shopping done and stuff, like, you know, food. And of course, we don't share all our kind of like plans with the family because like, first off, Nan, grandmother, she doesn't fucking really share plans with us because she's gonna be there in her countryside house. Then she decides to go back to the town. She will do it. She doesn't say anything to anyone. You just go there, she's not there. She doesn't, like, you know, notify you of every, like, thing she does. Same with mother. Like, she just, like, has work, then she goes home, then she has her own, like, things she does, so she doesn't really, like, say everything also. But they expect us to share every single little thing, and I'm like, no. Like, you were shouting at us to be, like, for my sister also to learn how to be, like, individual, how to be, like, you know, self-reliant, and how to manage, like, things on your own and stuff like that. Like, and now you're just shouting because we're not explaining everything we're doing? Okay, like, where's the point? It's like, you're promoting individuality, but at the same time, you want to know everything. That's micromanagement. That's not what you're supposed to do when you're giving the person, like, the freedom to be, like, you know, to grow, to be an adult. That's fucking ridiculous. Like, you can manage some stuff. You can, like, you know, consult on some stuff. But you don't micromanage the shit. That's just not helping. And, yeah, that's why occasionally we have these fights about the elder women trying to be a pain in the ass because of my younger sister. And me just, like, being like, you, like, I get it, you lived with her for this long, but, like, have you ever actually spoken to her? Because, like, we communicate, I ask things about her, like, what she feels, what she wants, what she prefers, and, like, many, many other things. You don't really give a shit, even if she says about these things to you. So what's the fucking point? Yeah, adulting is hard. tiresome, genuinely tiresome. So these women, and, like, after all this while, like, after being sick with flu, and after trying to kind of, like, deal with these women when you're sick throughout the week on your meds with your fucking headaches, and they're still trying to get on your case, bitches, don't fucking try me. No, I'm too tired to get, like, sorted with you. I'll just fucking literally, like, block your numbers if needs be, and shut the doors and not let you in. Don't try me. Yeah, they just not really getting everything. But yeah, besides that, all family drama and typical shite that you get here. It's the, I don't know, the small things of the colder time of the year starting. It's kind of like, it's hot throughout the day and it's getting colder throughout the night, so it's kind of balanced overall. But yeah, apparently me walking in my trench coat, summer trench coats, is offensive to the locals because they're all in t-shirts and nice strap shirts and whatnots, and I'm just there with my turtlenecks and coats. So apparently that's a bit too much. That's basically pretty much where I remember London, how people don't really give a single flying fuck how the fuck you look like. As long as you don't, like, have the stench of freaking rubbish bin, that's it. Yeah. With all of that said, yeah, there's my bit of update on how how the life has been rolling on for this time. As I said, there's nothing much new, and pretty much, like, whatever is new, like, it's the same old shit of drama. So, there you go. Don't forget to hydrate, because it's still hot as balls in some places. Don't forget to take your meds, because we're all, you know, I know, you know, you know, I know. So, you know. And, yeah, stay away from toxic people. Toxic people are a freaking pain in the ass. I'm also counting down, like, to the moment when I leave this place so I don't have to deal with toxic people anymore. Yeah. So I feel ya. Love ya. Stay healthy. Don't try and get the flu. And I see ya when I see ya.